Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And we are in Deep T's apartment. And if you're watching on video, we're in another new part of Deep T's apartment.
Yeah, we're just all over the place. We're bopping around trying to figure out, not even figure out anything. We're just trying to bopping around.
We're just trying to get the vibes right.
Yeah.
I really liked when we recorded in my apartment. But if you guys don't know what my apartment looks like, it looks like a sterile hospital.
Everything
is white.
I love it.
With some like wood accents.
You're going for an earthy vibe.
It feels very sterile.
You know what's funny is I wanted to go for an earthy theme, but I bought this couch because I know that I can't have white things in my apartment. The white blankets are enough for me.
Oh, everything that is white in my apartment, like anything of white fabric, it's like performance fabric. Remember when we dropped like some sort of drink on my couch last time that we recorded?
Yes.
And that thing like swiped up. Like it does not suck in any liquid. I don't know why. It's some like magic shit from West Elm. But
I was going to tell you, I was like, before we record on your white couch, like I need to take out an insurance policy because I'm so messy. Like I'll just like touch my face and touch the couch and you're done. You're done.
Remember when? Listen to this. So one time Deep D brought over her drunk friend. Do you remember?
Oh my gosh.
She was very, very drunk. Like very drunk. I was actually a little bit annoyed at Deep D and I was like, what the hell?
I didn't know.
Anyways, her friend falls asleep on my couch. Like, her face touching a piece of my white couch. And when she got up, her makeup, her entire makeup, like blush, foundation, a little bit of mascara, everything like implanted into my couch. I was like, what the hell?
Oops. I honestly, you know what's funny is as she was laying down, I just think to myself, because I'm like, I can't be laying down like that with makeup on. I looked at her and I was like, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I know. I looked at her too. I'm crazy. You know, I'm like crazy about cleanliness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mess. And I saw her. I saw her face on my couch and I was all like, do I say something?
At that point,
do I play it cool?
The damage has already been done.
I know. I was like, I just got to figure it out tomorrow.
That's why I know that you like cleanliness. I cleaned my whole apartment. I woke up early and cleaned for you today.
No, it's very, very clean. It is like definitely up to my standard. But I'm kind of sad because this is the last time that I will see you for a week.
Forever?
No, for a week.
I know.
Going on vacation.
Yeah. Honestly, this weekend we were apart for 3 days and it felt like I haven't seen you in weeks. And I was like, where have you been?
I know. We met up yesterday, Deep D and I, and she goes, doesn't it feel like I haven't talked to you in years? And I was like, we literally talked yesterday on the phone. I was like, please, like, can you try not to be codependent on me?
I was being a little needy. I'm not going to lie.
I'm always a little bit needy. But you're going to Mexico and I'm going to Charleston.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Just going with a group of friends. I've never been to a destination with this group of friends before, so it'll be interesting.
Okay. For me, it's really, really hard to travel with friends. Like, I have to only travel with, like, a certain group of friends because I'm a very specific traveler.
Yeah. Are you a bougie traveler? Because I am.
I'm not a bougie traveler, but I'm not a big, like, drinker partier on vacations. Mm. Like, if I go to a destination, I want to, like, see stuff. I have, like, a whole itinerary in place. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have certain friends who go on vacations to like party.
Yes.
And drink every night, that type of thing. And that is not my vibe. I want to go to sleep early. I want to feel refreshed the next day. I want to look at some like sight.
Yes.
I want to go sightseeing. So that's my thing when it comes to traveling with friends.
See, there's a destination for that type of travel, which I love. But this is Mexico. Like we're literally going to, Airbnb on the beach.
You're
like
right.
We're definitely going to be partying. So I might need a vacation from this vacation if you want a little R&R.
I mean, we were thinking of a little vacay, but we'll see what happens.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really excited that we are finally getting a vacation.
Me too.
I'm tired.
Tired.
Tired of people. Tired of things I have to do, responsibility. So I'm glad that we are going out. What the hell is that?
Okay, can I tell you? I wanted to show you this.
What is that?
Okay.
Is that a tampon or pad? What is it?
It's a mouth tape. Have you ever heard of mouth? You have to have.
I've obviously heard of them because people are like, you should get one, but or you should buy them.
Yes,
but I've never seen them in person.
Can I tell you? Last night I was thinking about this because I was getting ready for bed, and I was like, as usual, I put on a little like lip balm thing, and then I went to go put my mouth tape, and I was like,
Wait, you do this every night?
Yeah, I sleep with it every night for the last 2 months, and I've loved it. It's improved sleep. First of all, I wrote down some fun little facts about mouth tape. Let me tell
you.
Okay, nasal breathing is really good for you because it creates nitrous oxide, which increases blood flow, lowers your blood pressure, improves your brain function, gets rid of bad breath. And it's just like you just get such better quality of sleep. I'm telling you. But
it improves brain function.
It does.
No wonder I'm a dumbass, because I am a mouth breather and sleeper. I'm like when I sleep.
That reminded me of Game of Thrones. But truly, though, I was thinking about this and I'm like, great. It's perfect for my fucking health.
Yeah.
But imagine waking up. And
yeah, that's like a horror movie.
And I'm like this because I also wear a blind. I also wear eye stuff. That's all over. But you know what I mean? Like, how do I tell my partner that, like, hey, I'm going to have to put on some mouth tape? He wakes up in the morning. He, like, tries to go to kiss me. He's like, what the fuck?
I mean, okay, I'm not going to lie. I look, like, really ugly when I sleep. I also sleep with, like, a eye mask.
Yeah.
And then I, like, slather on Vaseline all over my lips, like, to the extreme, you know? Yeah. I have all the pimple patches, but... I always feel like, so I'll date a guy for like 2-3 months.
Yes.
And like sleep normal. Like, yes. You know, just like not wear these things. And all of a sudden one day you just got to be like, boom. like wear all these things. Dude, just be like, surprise.
Back in the day when I first started dating my exes, I would wake up earlier than them and go like do a little mouthwash action. And then tiny, tiny little bit. Like, I'm like, oh, I just woke up like this.
Like in the early days of dating? Like
super early. It didn't last long at all. But I was like, yep, I'm going
to
do
okay, this. Wait. I used to do that too. I used to spritz myself with a little bit of perfume.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, definitely did some mouthwash. And then just like be like, and go back into bed and be like, hi.
I'm like, hello, honey.
30 minutes later, be like, good morning.
No, it's like my partner is probably like, so why do you smell like Chanel?
I know. I'm like,
oh, that's just my pillow spray.
I'd be like, oh, this is just my natural body odor. I always smell like flowers and like lavender.
Oh, no, but I'm actually scared to find a partner because I can't sacrifice my mouth tape.
No, like, it's important to me. Once you become like official, mm-hmm. with your partner, like boyfriend, girlfriend, they're not going anywhere. That's when you pop out.
Yeah.
And start putting on this mouth tape.
Well, you know what's great is there's no potential romantic prospects at the moment. So this is something I don't even have to worry about for a while. Yeah, like, you're like, thank God.
I should really use it because I am, like I said, I'm a huge mouth breather. And I will wake up just like so, like my mouth is so dry and I'm so thirsty when I wake up.
Yes, that doesn't happen for
me
anymore.
And I'm sure I have like the worst breath too. But I'm not, I have, no one's confirmed yet.
I was going to say only you can confirm nor deny that. But it's not morning time. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's something I can't sacrifice. So I think I have to put it on my dating app. Be like, must be okay with mouth tape.
Okay, I feel like you've influenced me. I'm going to try it.
You should. It really is helpful.
And this leads us to our first ad. User code out of the pots again. 10% off these mouth tapes.
If there's any mouth tape brands listening, please reach out to me because I will advocate.
Deep will advocate for you guys. Okay, can I tell you something very interesting?
Yes.
That happened?
Please tell me.
I went to a dinner, but... two things that happened that I was like, was very new to me. And I wasn't sure if this is normal. First off, everyone ordered their own appetizers and didn't share it with the table. So like when the waitress came and was like, hey, like, what do you guys want to start with? People were throwing out appetizers. And I just assumed that it would be shared amongst everyone.
Yeah, that's normal.
There was six of us. So I just assumed like, oh.
That's not that big of a group, truly. Yeah.
So I ended up not ordering anything because people like, throughout like five appetizers. And I was like,
that's a lot.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
When the appetizers came, everyone grabbed their own one and put it in front of them. And I was like,
shut up.
What? Like, this is so weird. I didn't say anything. And I thought someone might like offer their appetizers to me, but no one did. Even though there was like leftovers, they were like, oh, I'm done. And the waitress comes and like, are you guys all good? And they're like, yep, you could take it away.
Absolutely not.
And then the reason why I was annoyed about that is because they took like 45 minutes to finish their appetizers. Mm-hmm. And obviously the waitress was waiting for them to finish their appetizers before bringing the main meal. And I'm like, okay, now I'm sitting here for like 45 minutes, like not just watching people eat.
Yeah.
Then the main meals come. We have that. Also, I just want to note, I wasn't drinking at all. And everyone ordered maybe like 3-4 cocktails each.
Okay. Wow. That, yeah, that definitely increases the price.
Cocktails in Chicago are like $15 to $25. Yeah. Depending on what you order. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whatever. So anyways, the check comes and the person who set up the dinner is like, let's just split it evenly. And I was like, you know what? I don't even want to make a fuss. I'm just going to just go with it. Just like, this is so dumb. Yeah. But someone says at the table, they're like, wait. Before we split it evenly, can I calculate like what I would actually be paying if it was itemized? So she takes it and looks and she goes, no, it's okay. We could split it evenly, because she realized she would be paying less if we split it evenly.
Oh my gosh.
And I almost said something. I was like, wait, like I need to advocate for myself.
Yeah. And that was the universe's way of giving you the
out.
I know.
And then it just, I didn't know really any of the people at this dinner, and I just like let it go. But I was like, you know what? This is just like, just kind of like a thing to take note that like, I don't really want to eat out with these people ever again. I just wasn't sure if this is normal. Be like the way that the appetizers weren't shared, and I don't know, just.
Yeah. If this person had the capacity to think, oh my gosh, let me check the check to see if like I would be paying more or not, that must mean like you should be thinking about every single person at that table and be considerate of it. But you know what's crazy is I've gone to dinner with friends who are on both spectrums, who are like nitpicky down to the cent. They're like, this is what I ordered and this is exactly what I will pay for. And then there's other people in my friend group who are just like, let's just split it evenly. But that's because everyone's drinking, everyone's sharing all their food, everyone's trying everything. It's like family style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think too. Like even like when we go to dinner, maybe you'll have an extra drink, or I'll have an extra drink, or I'll order an extra appetizer. But I was like, in the grand scheme of life, like it's just not worth trying to like nickel and dime right now.
Right.
But yeah, like this one, I felt like I never nickel and dime, but this one I felt like, wait, this is like really, really off.
Yeah.
But I think it was the appetizers thing that threw me off, because I was so hungry. I got there so hungry and I was like, I got to sit through another 45 minutes watching people eat.
You're
in
just
front
like
of me.
Staring
how do I
down.
Ask, like, how do I ask like, hey, can I have some of that? Like, it's so weird.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this? Wait, that's actually, that kind of sucks. But yeah, you know what? This is your lesson for next time. Because if you're not that close with the people that you went to dinner with, because I've done that before where it's like a birthday dinner, so it's like all walks of people are there. And I'm like, let's itemize this, because it's just like such a big group of people.
Yeah.
But dinner etiquette is very important. I think like, I do this way too often where I overpay for everything.
You do.
I really do.
You really do.
It's so bad of me, but I'm like, oh, money comes and goes.
I know.
But friendships are forever.
But don't you feel like in a friend group, it should kind of all be equal?
Yes.
I'm not saying nickel and dime, but it all, I feel like finances is actually a big like relationship breaker.
Yes.
I mean, especially in romantic relationships, but I think platonic as well. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that or want to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard people who have gone on trips with their friends and their relationships, like their friendships break down like on those trips because of money. Like someone paid too much, or someone is being like a little bit too cheap, or, you know, someone's not paying back someone else. And so I feel like I'm so glad with my friends. It's we don't nickel and dime, but it's even for the most part.
Yes, exactly. This is exactly why we use Splitwise. For every trip, I love using Splitwise. But no,
and our next ad is and split what? I'm just kidding. Gotcha there.
Gotcha there. No, but truly, I agree with you. I think like that's why I don't go on vacations or trips with people that aren't of the same mindset as me when it comes to traveling. Because like sometimes I do like to go out and like spend money on dinner, and it's like if one person's struggling and they don't want to spend that much, you know, it just is like, it just creates like a rift, you know. And I feel bad, and I'm like, oh, like I don't want to end up buying their stuff for them, because that's what I end up doing. And I'm like,
okay, I noticed that about you. You are one thing about Deep D, I'm just talking to our pod besties right now, is she is very generous financially, and
That's not good for my bank account. I was like, girl. You know, with the way my taxes have gone, there's no way in hell I need to continue.
We gotta talk about generational wealth here.
True.
And I really appreciate that about you because I think it's your way of showing like love, like, mm-hmm. you know, like giving gifts.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. when you do it for people who aren't your like good friends, I'm like, why are you doing this?
I know. It's like, why'd you get a table at this random place with random people? I'm like, I don't know.
Be like, are you paying for everyone's drinks tonight? Yeah. Like, who are these people? And I was like, who?
And then they just disappear.
I know. And meanwhile, I'm like calling people out. I'll be like, hey,
yeah,
are you going to pay her back for that?
That's exactly why we're good yin and yang. I do too much. And you're like, stop fucking doing that. You put me in my place.
I'm like, do not take advantage of my friend.
Exactly. Exactly. This is why I need you in my life. Truly.
I know people say I'm mean. And yes, that's true.
You are not mean.
I'm just looking out for the people I love. Okay.
Okay. One thing about Natalie is she is so motherfucking self-deprecating, but she is not mean at all. She's just loyal and fierce. No, you really are. Stop saying that you're mean. You're really not.
I am.
I don't want our pod besties to get the wrong idea.
I'm a self-proclaimed meanie. And you know what? I advocate for meanness. If you got to be mean in this life, yes, I support it.
Yes.
I support mean people, okay?
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
But you know what you made me think about is there's a difference between being nice and being a good person. And those are two 100%. Different things. You don't need to be nice. You just need to be a good person.
Yeah. And you have to like choose to be kind versus being nice.
Yes.
But I choose to be mean. Deep Dee says this a lot to me. She's like, just be above it. Like, who cares?
Take the high road.
And I was like, no, I'm going to take the road that goes as lowest as fucking possible.
Wait, I love that.
If you guys, here's the real me. I would love to be that person. And I always say this, who does like the right thing. Like if someone wrongs me, the right thing is right. Like, letting it go. You know what? Revenge will come to them. That's their karma.
Yes.
But I was like, you know, I'm going to make their karma.
Oh my gosh. You are wild. I mean, I love saying that to you, but I'm not going to lie. When all that shit went down with our exes and stuff, like the things that I would see on social media, it took every fiber in my being not to be petty and not to like call them out. But I was like, you know what? Take a deep breath because at the end of the day, like that again, they're going to have what's coming to them. You know what I mean? It's like, what is there really that I could do? In fact, if I do anything, it's just going to add more fire to the fuel to the fire.
But here's the thing that's actually really funny now. So like our exes, for the most part, we don't see their content on social media. For me specifically, my very public ex, I blocked him on everything. And so now when I hear like things like when you guys are pod besties DM me being like, hey, this person's saying this about you, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
I realize like I care so little about him that it's not enough for me to be petty.
Yeah.
But if someone really does hurt someone like I love, that's when I think I like will like raise hell and I want to.
Yeah.
Speaking about raising hell, though, mm-hmm. did you hear about Taylor Swift's new album and the drama with Kim Kardashian?
Of course I did. I stayed up all night to listen to some of her music. I didn't listen to the whole album yet. So Swifties, don't come for me. I am taking my time with the album. But yes, I did. It is insane, actually.
Yeah. So she dropped a new album called The Tortured Poets Department last week.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened. I'm sure a lot of people have also listened, and she is the queen of storytelling through her songs.
I felt
like I was like listening to her diary.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what this album was. I think I really like lyrics and like finding meaning in lyrics. So I do appreciate her poetry, but this entire album is more like you said, her diary versus like, oh, let's like listen to this bop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's definitely some amazing songs in there that like you can sing along to. But most of it, especially the second drop, is really just, again, storytelling. And she's so good at it. But I was really surprised that she didn't do it subtly. Like, thank you, Amy. And then capitalizing the K-I-M was like a direct.
Like, yeah, like the song is about Kim Kardashian and the drama that they had like 15 years ago. From 15 years ago.
I can't believe it's been 15 years. That really aged me just now.
I know. It happened in 2009.
Holy crap.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about. So in 2009 at the VMAs, I think,
mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian's then husband, Kanye West, like got up on stage when Taylor won an award and was like, Beyonce should have won this. And it was like a huge pop culture moment. And then later on, Kanye came out with a song where one of the lyrics was like, I made that bitch famous.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor spoke out about it.
Yeah.
And being like, I, you know, like,
didn't approve this or
just like, you know, it's not fair when men try to take the success of other women. And then Kim leaked a video of a phone call between Kanye and Taylor, and it was edited, but it essentially showed Taylor approving the fact that she was referenced in the song.
Yeah.
But what she didn't approve was the fact that Kanye called her a bitch in the song.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it caused a lot of drama with Taylor, and Taylor even called it in her Times Person of the Year interview, like, really this like big career altering moment for her where it felt like career death.
Yeah. Which is interesting because I feel like she got even more famous and catapulted even further because of that incident, because a lot of people knew the situation. They were like, oh, Taylor Swift. And I think like that's what grew her fame so much. But it's insane the amount of influence that she has because of this song. Like, there's been so many Swifties. The Swiftie army has been all in Kim's posts and like
commenting,
thank you, Amy, and like from the Tortured Poets. And then also she lost 100K followers, which means
nothing. She has like 380 million.
Yeah, something crazy like that. So, but still, to us, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But to her, it's nothing. But still, I'm like, wow, the influence that this woman has is absolutely insane.
Okay, so what do you think about the fact that this drama is still continuing 15 years later? I feel like there's one thing to reference the drama of like, hey, it was this thing that really impacted my career, but I learned from it. But I feel like in this song, Thank You, Amy, and also Taylor has another song on her album called Cassandra, where people think it's also about Kim. Mm. She's essentially painting Kim as like a bully. And so I think it's like very different in terms of how she's kind of like reviving the drama that happened so long ago, in that she's kind of bringing hate to Kim.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I'm not a huge Swiftie because I don't like pop songs, but I thought it was interesting that it was in this album versus like Reputation and all these other ones that she's had since this incident has happened. So it's interesting that she's getting called out now, but honestly, like this podcast and like, you know, writing a book, whatever, right? People have an outlet to kind of express their emotions or whatever they're feeling in the moment. And I feel like Taylor's like album is like her, again, her diary. And I guess she's not over it, right? Like Kim is still bothering her. That's why she had to write about it. You know what I mean? Like there was the part where she said, my mom's a saintly woman, but she also wished you were dead, was a little extreme.
Oh, when Taylor says that in her song about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, ooh, girl. But you know what, though? Like, it's her right to express whatever feelings that she's feeling in a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Are we Taylor Swift? Like, do we have the right to... I mean, we say a lot on this podcast, I feel like.
I was going to say, she did what, a 2-hour album? It's basically like a podcast episode in song and poetry form.
Okay, we're going to channel our inner Swift, and I will be dropping lots and lots of tea.
Don't you already?
I'm just kidding. Okay, so we had to share this because this brand has over 30,000 5-star reviews. We do not gatekeep here on Out of the Pods, and I swear by this travel bag, which I will obviously be taking to Charleston with me. It is the Baze Weekender bag, and this bag is all over social media, and I totally understand why, because it has everything you need to stay organized. So my favorite part of the bag is the bottom compartment where I keep my sometimes dirty shoes, so it's separate from my other items. And there's also a zipper pocket on the back that becomes a trolley sleeve, so it fits over my luggage handle.
I have the Weekender bag too, and best believe I'm taking it to Mexico. I also love their luggage. Baze has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage: a cushion handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you can need to stay organized. I'm the type of packer who typically throws everything into their luggage for a trip, but it doesn't matter because with Baze, I can fit so much in there and everything is organized.
Right now, Baze is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting bazetravel.com/outofthepods. Go to bazetravel.com/outofthepods for 15% off your first purchase.
That's BEIS travel.com/outofthepods.
When I was thinking about the whole drama she has with Kim right now through her songs, I was thinking about like our public spats and how, like, what is the right way to talk about the things that we went through, and like also kind of, I think, like looking back on instances and still talking about them on our podcast.
Yeah. I think it's, that's why I try not to bring up too much. I mean, we do definitely.
I mean, this is a Love is Blind podcast.
Yeah. And especially with like an AMA, and also not to mention our exes were a big part of our journey and our growth. And especially even on this podcast, because people want to know like what happened. But it's hard because I know that like if it would be hard to have, it would be hard to be the subject of a podcast episode, because I know like people are also trying to heal, so sometimes it can be like a little whatever.
Yeah,
like I don't want to like bring it up all the time, but it is part of who we are and we should be able to talk about
it. I always say that too. I have a little bit of a different perspective than you. I always say like it is our story, and if we want to talk about the show and our experience, we're going to talk about it. I know that I'm just going to say in my scenario, my ex from the show has issues about it. I've never personally seen it, but, you know, I've definitely seen people like send us DMs and being like, hey, he said this. And I'm just going to be very petty and messy right now. But I think it's really funny if my ex says anything about us talking about him on this podcast, considering I've heard from all of you guys, he still mentions me on his stories. But I guess I was just thinking, you know, in terms of public spats, like what is like the right or wrong way when you put yourself in the public sphere? Obviously, we are in a very smaller level of it. But I'm like, you know, just like we look at Taylor Swift and how she mentions Kim Kardashian, and we're like, well, that's from 15 years ago. And like, you know, like not saying get over it, but kind of like let it go. And then I think about us.
Of it's like, so hard to do that.
When we're like, I kind of get Taylor in that her experiences probably still sit with her and are part of who she is. And that's her story to tell, how she felt. And I feel like it's the same for us. Like we have the right to talk about our experiences, however long ago they were. So like, sorry, whoever has an issue with that, like it wasn't your experience. Just like I'm sure sometimes you bring up something that happened from a few years back. We're going to do the same thing.
Exactly. You can't put a timeline on how someone else deals with a situation that happened to them. That's like,
or wants to talk about it.
Yeah, that's like, it's your prerogative to do whatever you want to do. But you know, speaking of Taylor, one thing I saw on TikTok and it made so much sense to me is they said like Taylor masters in fame and marketing, and that resonated with me so much because I agree. Like she has used her fame like as a resource to become like the best singer and songwriter, and she has so many fans all over the world because people either want to be her, they want to date her, or they like look up to her as a person. And when you achieve that, I think like whatever art that you make, like people just love you as a person. And I feel like even if she made like the worst album ever, like people would still like be in love with her.
Oh, they would still listen to it. I feel like 100%. It would, if she ever came out with like the worst album ever, let's say, like it's just like not musically great or whatever, I think that that album would still go to number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the charts.
But you know what it is about Taylor Swift that's like so different though? It's her level of authenticity, because she's talking about famous people that we know and people are speculating like, oh,
like in
this,
her songs, like she's being very honest.
Yes. And that vulnerability does create like, it creates love for that artist and that person because they're being so authentic. Her storytelling is about people that we know. So it's like, it just makes us like more invested in
like,
the
song. Like, and
when
you say people that we know, it's like other famous people.
Yeah, like obviously in this album, it's been her ex, Joe, who she was engaged to. And then obviously Travi, good old Travi.
Yeah, her
lots
boyfriend.
Of song about that. But you know what's really funny is she has the most songs on this album about a situationship, which was Matt Healy.
And from 1975.
Yes. And I died at that because she is so real for that, because no matter... A situationship in the past has hurt me more than like my 6-year relationship, I would say.
Oh, 100%.
But isn't that messed up?
No. It's a real thing. I actually read something on like Psychology Today about this. Like why
Psychology Today kills me.
I'm always like, every time I feel some sort of feeling, which
you're
is
like
very,
Psychology Today.
Which is very rare. I'm like, why am I feeling this?
Which and is what, very rare. I'm
and
done.
What is the science behind why I'm feeling this?
That's
way,
why I went to
psychology.
That's why I went to school for psychology. Not that it really did anything.
I was like, that was 10 years ago now. Brother.
Okay, ma'am. Eight years.
I mean, I was like, I don't remember anything from my international studies degree with a concentration in East Asian cinema.
No.
I could tell.
East Asian cinema?
Instead
Is
of
that
writing.
Why you did reality TV?
Yes, because I was like, oh my gosh, I majored in it. No, literally, I just was, I don't even know why.
Wait, that's such an interesting add-on. You're like, let me just add something else under the
boat. Did you never know that?
I didn't know about the Asian.
Yeah, my concentration was in East Asian cinema.
East Asian cinema,
I don't think it exists at my college anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do
as
with
a
that?
Concentration? Really not much. I can't really say there's a lot of
the
job
drama that you see today.
I can't really say there's a lot of job opportunities with that concentration, unfortunately. But my senior year, sorry, we are going on a tangent, but my senior year of college, all I did was watch movies made by Asian people.
Interesting.
By East Asian specifically.
Were you thinking about moving to East Asia at any point?
I was just like, wow. Like, I don't have to write a paper. I don't have to take a test.
That's what it was. That's why I majored in communications at first, because I was like, I did absolutely nothing my first 2 years. I was like, I don't want to work. I'm here to party.
People are like, major in something you love. And I was like, okay, yeah. I love movies. I also almost did a concentration in Polish cinema too. But...
Why are you picking the most niche? What? Are you okay?
Because those are the only two concentrations.
Oh, that's so funny.
East Asian and Polish cinema.
I did psychology with a business management minor. Mine is like practical. But look at you today.
And look at me now.
Look at me now.
I know. I actually was very shocked I got a job out of college.
Just stop it.
No.
You did international studies, though.
And I ended up working in HR.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's funny? That's the same. I wanted to go and become a therapist because I just love the human psychology. I love the way the brain works. But I was like, I looked at grad school and I was like, absolutely not. Like, there's no chance in hell I'm still going to school. Got out of there and like somehow went into IT.
Yeah. And wow.
I just want to let people know whenever I say I'm in IT, they're like, oh, you can fix my internet. I'm like, no, that's not what IT is.
Wait, I think about Deep D too. So if we have technical issues with our podcast, I'm always like,
you're like,
Deep D will fix it.
Which I can't fix. It's in my blood.
But I act like she knows everything about technology. And I'm like,
I'm just like, I'm just trying some things out. I have no idea. Let's see.
And I was like, how come my computer doesn't work anymore?
Shut the fuck up.
Can you fix it?
You're like, hey, my internet's not working. Can you come up and do something about
it? Can you troubleshoot, please?
I'm so mad.
Oh my
that's
gosh,
so
it really is a funny
No, that's
thing.
Like the most annoying thing people say to me. So like, so you, what do? Like, you come and hook up the internet? I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
What did I get a degree in? I'm just kidding.
But anyways, going back to the psychology around situationships. Mm-hmm. The reason why they hurt so much when they end mm-hmm. is because in situationships, you have subconsciously, or for me, very much consciously, already imagined like an entire life and future with these people without really knowing them.
Yes.
Like I'll meet a guy who seems really, really great because everyone's putting their best foot forward in those first mm-hmm. few weeks or months of dating. And so I'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, like this is what our lives will look like. This white picket fence, like... You know, like he'll cook for me every night, like, and clean my toilet, like things like that. I really imagine.
I'm so done. That's
and so when it ends, that whole dream goes away versus someone you've been dating like 3+ years. You already know every piece of them. You already know he's not going to cook shit for me. He's not going to clean my fucking toilet.
Yeah, I'm paying for his dinner. What the hell?
I was like, literally.
Like, what's happening?
And then so you're just like, when it ends, you're like, okay, shoe fly. Don't
you're
bother me.
So right. I think situationships, you hold on to that hope that it might become something meaningful and like lasts forever. But then it ends and you're like, oh my gosh, like the what ifs are like going off in your head. Like, oh my gosh, what if we dated and we did this and this? And it's like, it just hurts the most.
If someone that you're in a situationship with breaks off with you, you're like, no, you haven't seen the best parts of me yet. Like, I'm done. Give us a chance.
See, that's the opposite for me, because even if it's a situationship and I don't have the girlfriend title, I'm acting like a straight up wife. I'm like, am I okay? Like, why am I doing all this for this person?
No, that's so funny. But it's 100% true. And I feel that for Taylor. I feel like if I was a songwriter and I could write about my love life, everything would be about this guy I only dated for 1 month.
No, honestly, you know what I loved about the Swifties out there and TikTok? Okay, so I don't know why, but I'm crazy. And like I said, I haven't been a Swiftie, but this album, for some reason, it really spoke to me in some ways, because I was like, oh, it's like talking about just like all these love emotions. And lately we've been, you know, it's been a crazy ride. But the one thing that surprises me the most is that I was up when the two albums dropped. One dropped at like, I don't even know, 11, or, and then the other was like 1 or 2 or something like that.
In the morning?
In the morning. Wow. And I was just up anyways.
Was.
I don't know. I'm crazy. I was watching TikToks, and every single TikTok that I went on, it's like all these people, and mostly it was like young girls on TikTok live, like live listening to the music. And I could not, like, people took off work for it. They like blocked off their calendars with their managers. Like, Taylor Swift is like, it's insane. It's like a whole holiday. I don't even know how to describe it. It's insane. I was like,
people are diehard fans out there.
The loyalty is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, my sister-in-law paid like thousands of dollars to go sit front row for her concert. And I was like, are you okay?
Isn't it so crazy? I can't get loyalty from a man. But Taylor Swift can get loyalty from like probably billions of people.
Dude, it's crazy.
Can you imagine? Like, I could barely get a man to be honest with me.
Oh, I do have to say, though, one of my situationships wrote a song about me. And I think that is the ultimate.
We're going to share it, guys. We're going to share it.
It's not good.
Was it
not
like,
to be mean, but
was
it's
it
not
like
good.
Deep D, your hair is very bleached.
No, I can't. Hey, why would you come for my hair?
It's bleached like the sun.
Why can't you be highlighted like the sun? Like, bleach is such an icky word.
No, it actually
love you.
Your hair.
I can't say any of the lyrics because then they'll know.
No, please share.
No, I literally can't, because people will know. Like, there's some people who listen to this podcast who know of him.
Okay, I'll tell you one lyric. He goes, Deep D, you make me blind.
Okay, first of all, like, you really think like he's going to put my name in it? Like, this is not Taylor Swift coming at Kim Ye.
He uses your alternate ego. What is it, Cassandra? I forgot.
Cassandra?
Karina.
Karina.
Oh, wait. One time. You know, Deep D and I live in the same building. So one time I was dropping, I went to an influencer event and Deep D couldn't make it. And I ended up grabbing like a goodie bag for Deep D, and I dropped it off in front of her apartment. And I look at, there was like a food delivery.
Oh, yeah.
And it said like Cassandra, or it said Karina on it. I was like, who the hell is Karina?
For all my DoorDash.
I literally had to check on your like apartment number and be like, am I at the right door? Like, am I at the right apartment?
Dude, you know why I had to do that? When the show first came out, I had my name as normal, and somebody left me a note and was like, Queen Deep Tees, is actually you? And I was like, wait, it scared me, because I was like, oh my God, they have my apartment number and know where I live. Like, I have to change it.
Oh my God.
And I've never looked back since. But Karina's my alter ego, and she's incredible.
She really is.
She's kind of like you.
She's very direct. She's a little bit mean sometimes.
No.
And she's also very generous with her money, especially when it's after 11 p.m. on a Saturday night.
After having one too many margaritas. That's so funny. But no, also, can you imagine being Travis?
Her current boyfriend, Taylor's current boyfriend.
Thank you. Thank you for filling in the details for me or for whoever's listening. But yes, for Travis, who is obviously dating Taylor Swift now, but the amount of immense pressure he must have to not fuck up. Because if he did, there's going to be an entire 3 albums on him.
No, that's what I think about. That's like scary. Anyone who messes with us, I was like, I'm creating a podcast episode on you. Yeah. Like, don't mess with me. The Fast New York boy. You know what? Mm. A little bit of me felt guilty when we came out with that episode called New York Boy is Dead to Us. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking like maybe that should have been like a private matter. Like I should have kept it secret. But I was like, you know what? He knew I had a podcast.
Yeah.
No. I was like, that's what you get. For being a dick, like, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's and I'm his sorry. Karma. I'm sorry that your friends and family ended up listening. I mean, like, yeah.
Honestly, I had mixed emotions about it at first. I was like, ooh, Natalie, are you going to regret talking about this? Because, like, obviously it was in the moment and it just happened. But at the same time, I was like, I honestly think it was so healing for you to just talk it out. And, like, you left everything anonymous. It's not like you called him by name or anything. And it's you didn't do any harm by it. If anything, the only harm was like him facing his actions, which, yeah, oh, God forbid a man faces poor actions.
Yeah. If anyone is going through a breakup and your partner has wronged you, make a podcast episode about it. Because you know what's so crazy?
Don't do that.
Is I just assumed he wasn't going to tell anyone in his life the truth about what happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually think that anyone from his life was ever going to listen to the podcast because, you know, like, how would they ever really, like, know? And I don't think I would listen to, like, let's say my sister had a boyfriend. I wouldn't listen to mm-hmm. her boyfriend's podcast.
Yeah.
Even if after they broke up.
It depends on the juicy details and what happened.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't, you know, like, I agree. I wouldn't do it. So it was very interesting that New York Boy admitted that all the people, well, verbatim, he said, the people that I know and love listened to that episode.
Do you think he was gaslighting you?
No, because I don't think he would have said that and been so vulnerable about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he said it out of anger. Mm-hmm. If they didn't. Like, I wouldn't want to admit to my ex, like, hey, my friends and family listen.
I just was thinking, like, I wonder if he was saying it to, like, make you feel bad about it. Oh, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
But I feel like his friends and family do listen regardless anyway. Like, some of them. But, yeah. Interesting.
Isn't it crazy that his friends and families walk among us?
Our pod besties?
Yeah.
Our pod bestie community has some
eyes and ears for New York Boy out there, but that's fine. If I was Travis, though, I wouldn't worry about that, but I would be like, I would feel some sort of way listening to my partner talk about her ex via songs.
Yeah, I thought about that because that's what Loss of My Life was kind of about, right?
Oh, but about her ex, right?
Yeah, I think it was about Joe and Swifties out there, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think that was about Matt Healy. I'm pretty sure that was about Joe, but I was like, wow, like, just imagine. Yeah, like, every song is like about,
actually, you know what, guy. I lie, I wouldn't feel weird about it. I would actually be so interested. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a relationship and your partner is talking about their ex? And, like, the drama and the gossip is so juicy. And you're, like, feeling weird because it's their ex. But then you're like, oh, my God, tell me more.
100%.
Because I'm that type of girlfriend.
Yes. And I'm also trying to understand, like, what did you do wrong? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, what were your actions? Are you taking any accountability?
Yeah,
because it's, like, always from their perspective. And I'm like, yeah, because you're an angel in this relationship.
Yeah, I'll be like, tell me more details so I can make my own conclusion.
Exactly.
On that, okay?
Exactly.
That's what I used to do with New York Boy, too. He'd tell me a story about why, like, a relationship in his past ended. Mm-hmm. It would be very high level, but I'd be like, give me more details.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this. And then what did she say after you said that? And then how did you catch her doing that? Like, I literally want to know every single detail. And I was like, I want to know the gossip. And sometimes I'll go creep on her.
Yeah.
And be like, girl, I'm so sorry. My boyfriend did you wrong. Or like, I can't believe you did that. I hope you're living your best life. And then all of a sudden, I'm just creeping on her every week. You know, you just like,
she becomes part of your routine.
Yeah. She's like on my roster of people I creep on. And then And then when my partner and I break up, I'm still creeping on her and yes. I want the best for her. And I feel like she's my friend.
Yes.
And if we like saw each other in the streets, I'd probably be like, oh my God.
No, you like, cannot say anything on the streets. You can't tell her that you're creeping.
I know. And she does not even know who the hell I am.
Wait, I saw a TikTok about this where this girl was like, yeah, so you guys, you know, I broke up with my ex and now obviously I have a Finsta where I creep, and it is on that roster. There is his current girlfriend, him, and his family members and some of his friends. And she's like, and they give me so much content. And then she's like, one day I woke up though and she wasn't posting, and she was like, something happened. And like, and she's like, there's quotes and there's sad quotes about letting go. And I'm like, oh shit, like, let me put on my FBI. They broke up. And she's like, where am I gonna get my ex content from now?
I know.
And I know.
Literally, they nothing that is real. That really is like a girl experience. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are not creeping on your partner's exes, what are you doing? Like, how are you filling your time during
what
the
is
day?
The message we're giving our lovely pod besties right now?
Sorry, I thought we're having like a very relatability moment.
We really are, actually.
Let us know if that's not relatable. No. Because then just cut this. Just forget I said anything. I'm a creep then.
No, I'm also a creep then, because I do check up on my exes, which I found out that my ex of 6 years is engaged to somebody, to a girl he told me not to worry about. Isn't that wild?
The guy who cheated on
me. Yeah, the guy who cheated on me, who I thought I was going to marry, dated him for 6.5 years. And it was actually his ex-girlfriend. And he was like, you don't have to worry about her. Like, I just talk to her once in a while to check in. And I'm like,
oh no,
please. And then I creeped on him like a month or two ago, maybe longer. And I went to go look and he's engaged to her now. And I was like, good, you guys deserve each other. Isn't that so icky? What?
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, it's fair game because obviously...
Yeah. What are you going to
do? You know, you dodged a bullet. He cheated on you. Mm-hmm. And so whatever. But that is kind of crazy. That's why I don't really let my partners, like when I'm in a relationship, I don't let my partner like keep in contact with his exes.
I agree. In that moment...
Unless like 15 years have passed or something. Yeah. Like they dated when they were like 16 or...
Yeah.
Like it was like a weird thing. But beyond
that, I do know like they both went to my high school. So like I knew her from way back. But like I do know that she was struggling with some mental health things. And so he was like, oh, I just like want to make sure she's okay. So it came from an empathetic place for me. But again, guys, there's a difference between being a good person and being kind, because I think I was being a little too kind, because clearly there's probably more to that story. But I'm so naive. But no, I know it's but it's crazy, because when I saw that, I almost wanted to message her and be like, don't do it. He's a cheater. I don't know if you know him now like I do.
Yeah. Do you think that she knows?
I don't know.
That he cheated? Like, did you tell people within your friend group?
I told them within my friend group, but our friend groups are not similar. Yeah. But
isn't that what sucks about like when a guy does you wrong? Mm-hmm. I thought about that with even New York Boy. Mm-hmm. What recently happened is a piece of me was really glad I talked about it on the podcast, and his friends and family, it sounds like, heard what had happened, because I'm like, now he can't like make up. Mm-hmm. Like, or make me a villain in this breakup story.
Yeah.
Like, he can't lie to them.
Right. You created the narrative, or you put out the perspective from your side of the story, right?
Like, but I think about the girl that, you know, he cheated on me with. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder if they're still talking and if Ooh. She knows.
Do you want to reach out to her so badly and just be like, this is what he did to me?
The first week I wanted to, and be like, mostly, this is so crazy. This is growing up. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is adulting and being grown up now. I want to look out for her.
Yeah.
No, you know, when you're like,
exactly.
Hey, don't let this guy like do what he did to me. Old me would have been like, oh my gosh, she's the other woman. Like, I can't even believe. Like, but now I remember when I found out who she was, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, please do not go through what I just went through. Like, this guy is a pathological liar and he does not know how to be loyal. Mm-hmm. But obviously I didn't reach out. Like, what's the point, I guess?
Yeah, I think at that moment, no. But you know what that reminds me of? The story of Matt Rife and what he did when he got caught with the girls. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes, I did. The comedian.
Yes. So Brooke from the Canceled podcast was talking about it. And it's so crazy because they went on tour And she brought out on stage all the girls that Matt was like talking to simultaneously. And it was so epic.
Yeah. Wasn't it like she thought she was the only one because he wants to spend like Valentine's Day with her.
He was love bombing her like crazy. Like, I really want to be with you.
And did she find out there's like seven other women that he was talking
yes.
to?
Yes. So she saw a TikTok of like him and this other girl with all these cute pictures. And then she's like, oh, that's weird. And she messaged them and was like, hey, when did this happen? Like, when did you take these pictures? And she realized that their times overlapped.
Oh my god.
And then that girl literally put her in a group chat with like six other women and was like, we're all going through this. And he got called out so hard.
No, we love to see it. That's a pettiness I live for. I was like, sometimes karma doesn't come. You got to make your own karma.
You know what? I'm kind of getting convinced of this now because yeah. Potentially, you might be right. There's a line,
and I don't know what that line is. So you got to figure that out.
You really need to know what the line is.
I was like, my line's low.
Your line's very blurry.
I do kind of believe in that. Like sometimes you have to like call people out. I definitely feel like that with some people, mm-hmm. but then on the other hand, it's like I don't care enough.
Yeah, you have to pick and choose your battles. And plus, it's like the truth always comes out no matter what.
Does it, though? Do you really believe in that?
I really do. I think that.
What if the truth comes out on like the deathbed, like 60 years from now? Then I don't feel like my ego is not satisfied.
You will when on that deathbed, their soul is going straight down instead of up.
I'm like, oh, hey.
Down to hell.
Hey there.
Nice to see you here. What brought you here?
As we were both going to hell. And I was like, hey, good to see you. I was like, I guess you're going to a lower layer.
I'm done. But pod besties, Swifties out there, let us know what you thought of the new album. And
also on dinner etiquette, someone needs to confirm with me if it is normal, if you're in a group dinner, that people order their own appetizers.
Yes, because I also want to know. But you know where to find us. Reach out to us on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.
Bye.